We now welcome on the call the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another hard-fought CAA game, and you guys come up just a touch short there, 31-28 at William & Mary. Just give me your impressions on the way your team play.
Well, I think, you know, William & Mary is an excellent football team, and they're a team that, you know, forces you to execute in all areas if you're going to have a chance to win. And, you know, it was a game that, you know, they kind of had the upper hand in the first half, and then in the second half, I think our kids played extremely hard and got ourselves back in it. You know, I really liked the determination, the toughness that our team showed. But ultimately, we didn't finish the way you need to in order to win a game like that. And I, as I said earlier, you can credit William & Mary for our inability to do so. They made the plays when they had to make them in order to get the win. And there was just some key things that I think we can do better. We need to finish better in the fourth quarter. You know, we only had four total penalties on the day, but three of them came in the last 8.5 minutes of the game, and they were three that really hurt us tremendously. And we've got to be able to find a way to get in the end zone when we got the ball down in the low red zone, and we got to execute in the kicking game. Those were the things that I thought, you know, kept us from at least forcing overtime or able to get the win. But I thought we fought really hard. I was really happy with the way our kids battled back to get ourselves back in it after the half. And as I said before, in this conference, you've got to play a complete game regardless of who the opponent is. And we came up just short of playing a complete game, you know, on Saturday. But as I said, you've got to credit William & Mary for making that happen. You know, on the other side of it, I thought Jaden Sheridan, our running back, had over 250 yards rushing, just had a tremendous day on the ground against what we feel is an excellent defense, one of the best defenses in the CAA. And I thought our defense did a pretty good job of stepping up in the second half, limiting a very potent offense to 129 total yards. So there's some positives there. There's some light at the end of the tunnel, but we all know there's a number of things we need to improve on.
I want to start. There's a lot to build on right there, but Jaden Sheridan, as you said, 251 yards, his 200-yard game of his career. I think that's the most at Monmouth, and you've had some great backs over the years. When you see the performance that he had, does he ever surprise you? And how, I mean, of the backs you've had, how is he different, and where does he maybe rank?
Well, he has another gear in terms of his speed than probably any of the other backs we've had. And mm-hmm. we've had some guys that can run and some guys that are very fast, but he just seems to be able to kick it into another gear, you know, as he's running when people are chasing him. There's a number of times, I'll be honest with you, that it looks to me like he's going to get caught or somebody's going to catch him before he gets to the end zone, but it rarely happens that they do. And that's just a credit to him and, you know, how he keeps his body in tremendous shape. And also he's very durable. He's able to do those type of things week after week. You know, from the beginning of the season to this week, we've kind of lightened the load in terms of the number of carries. I think we talked about that on one of the previous calls. Yeah. You know, he's at his best when he's in that, you know, 20 to 22 carries per game in that range. And I think he had maybe 21 on Saturday. So that's right in his wheelhouse there.
Good question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
Kevin, have you had a chance to go back and look at the field goal attempt and what happened on that play?
Of course I did. A lot of times, Steve.
What do you see?
Well, the kick came out a little bit low. They got pretty good penetration. It actually deflected off one of our guys first in the offensive line, and then their guys were able – they really got up, got some great height in their leap and were able to get a hand on it.
Is Ray your kicker this week? What do you do in practice this week? Do you know what you're going to do on game day?
I'm not really sure. We haven't really determined that yet. You know, we haven't been very effective in the close range in terms of point afters and short field goals. And that's something we need to do a better job at.
You talked about, you know, some of the positives that come out of these games, these close losses. Is that kind of what you're preaching to the players? That, I mean, you guys seem to be like a play or two away in each of these games every week now.
No, I don't think our approach isn't to, you know, to hype up and celebrate the close losses, Steve. Our approach is really to find the little differences that can turn those losses into wins. And I think we're close, but, you know, close isn't enough. You've got to play the full game. And as I've said many times before, you know, it doesn't matter who you play in this conference, you better play a full game and you better be at your best, you know, for the 3 hours that that game is going on. And, you know, we're coming up short of being at our best for the entire time that we're on the field. And that's something as coaches, we need to do a better job with.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, your next question from Anthony DiCacco. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Coach. I know we already talked about Jaden, but Daimyr Miller also had another good game. How fortunate are you to have both the CAA's top running back and receiver?
I think I'm very fortunate. You know, they're two both dynamic players, great young men. They really prepare extremely well. Daimyr is something that, you know, football is very, very important to him. He keeps his body in tremendous shape, and he's one of the fiercest competitors that we have in our program. So, you know, it's good to see him, and I'm happy to see him have this type of success that he is experiencing this season.
Thank you.
Next question from Mike Grady. Go ahead, Mike.
He's on mute.
Yeah. On mute. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Coach.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Coach. Last two games, a combined loss, 5 points. In the first half, you've been outscored 42-13, but then in the second half, you do outscored those opponents in those two games 41-17. How can you correct that, maybe to have a more complete game and a better chance of winning?
Maybe we should play the second half first and the first half second.
That would
I mean, I think, you know, that we have started slow in each of the last 2 weeks, and, you know, some of that is on us, but.
Yeah, you hit the mute button, Coach.
I think, you know, a lot of that is on us, but some of it you've got to give a lot of credit to our opponents for their preparation and the way that they're planning for us and the game plans that they come in with. You know, I think that, you know, it's we do finish well, and that's something that says a lot about our team and their character, and they're not going to, you know, once we're down at the half, they're not going to settle for that. They have a lot of fight in them, but we've got to learn how to play full games.
And with five losses, Coach, are you going to change the approach at all? Like maybe play more younger players, or you're just going to stay the course?
What do you mean by play younger players?
You know, just to give them some experience.
So you're saying like throw the rest of the games away and just play our freshmen? That, Mike, we're never going to do that. We're going each week to win, and our best players are going to be on the field every single game.
All right.
Kevin, you touched on the defense. William Mary had three.
I think I lost you there.
Yeah. William Mary had three long drives there in the first half, but the second half, you guys basically shut them down to that final drive. What was the biggest change in the second half?
Well, I think our defensive staff did a really good job of making some adjustments, changing some of the things that we had gone into the game, maybe that we weren't as successful as we thought they would be. And we decided to maybe go a little bit different direction in the second half. I think that helped. And, you know, in a game like that, both teams were making plays, you know, throughout the game. And I think maybe we were just fortunate to make a few more plays in the second half than they were able to, you know, up until the very end of the game.
Before I let you go, Stony Brook this Saturday, as you've taken a look at the Seawolves, just kind of give me your impressions on them and some of the keys for your team on Saturday.
Well, the thing that stands out when you watch their video is how hard they play each and every week. You know, and we all know that's something that's not easy to do when you're not getting the rewards for it on Saturday, to keep bringing your best effort to the game every time you go out. And that's something that Stony Brook has done an excellent job at. And when we play Stony Brook as we have in the past, we know they're going to get their best, regardless of the records, regardless of who's playing, who's on the lineup, who's not. You're going to get their best effort. So, you know, we've got to prepare for the dogfight that we know it's going to be on Saturday. We've got enough of our own things that we need to do a better job as well.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.